Richmond Road, 98.9.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. A church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday for morning worship. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. The reason why I'm here and giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, He will give us a home. It is His own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there, and we see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He gonna provide. And we went home, we pray about it, we hold hands, we pray about it, and God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady, and you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night, and Broadnax was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what, God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Broadnax was preaching, he says, you know what, somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what, and my wife says, that's it. But then we walked in, then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust Bank, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put yellow lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When her boss come back and she and my wife talk, the lady say, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You prophesied to my sister, yes, about she was going to get some money. Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house yesterday. We finished it today. Mm-hmm. God said there's some money in this kitchen. I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen? Because, you know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open. Mm-hmm. And it was $1,000 bills.
Thank you.
wait a minute.
Oh, you ain't through yet? Go ahead.
Then she said, underneath here. So I said, girl, I gotta get to church. I'm gonna be late. She said, girl, I found something else in there. I said, what you find? She said, I found 5 JF Kennedy silver dollars from the Mint in Washington, D.C. with the papers on it.
Listen, hold up, Glenda. Hold up, Sister Glenda. Now, last night, I walked right back there to her sister and anointed her hands and told her that God was getting ready to do it. And how many know the blessing was in the crock pot?
God did something absolutely incredible for us. It was absolutely incredible. This started maybe two months ago, roughly. Our landlord at our apartment, he told us that he was going to raise the rent by $200. And I was telling God, I said, God, you know, I'm tired of getting this man my money. I'm thankful for being able to do it, but I'm just tired of paying rent. I want a home. And so we had came to church, and Apostle was in service that night. And I said, God, I said, I'm going to plant a seed. I said, I'm going to plant a seed. And I had a $100 seed. And I said, I'm going to plant this. I want a home. So I came around, and I dropped the money in the bucket. And Apostle said, it's a done deal. So I said, okay. So I went on back to my seat. Now, let me start by saying, we wanted this home. We ain't have no credit. We ain't have no money, no down payment, no nothing. So the next day, we get ready to go. I was getting ready to go to work. My wife said, you know, go ahead and take off, and we're just going to go and look for houses. So we called a realtor. The realtor was available. We went out that day. We started looking for places. We went to about 10 different houses. We found one house, and we walked in. We was like, this is the one. This is the one. So then we came to service later on that night. And I think this was probably like the 30th of the month or something like that. And the apostle was preaching. He was saying, but just trust God. Just stand on God's word. And so I think you called for like a $300, $400 seed or something. And the only thing we had was our rent money. Okay? But I say, you know what, God, I trust you more than this rent. This is what I pass the teacher. So we planted the rent money. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen come tomorrow, but I just trust in God. So situations happen where the landlord was out of town or something or another for like 2 weeks or something or another. And by the time, he didn't even come to us for the rent. He came to us for the rent like 2 weeks later by the time we actually had it again. So this is the first miracle, all right? So long story short, we found the house. We put it in an offer. The initial offer we put in, the people rejected. Then we put in another offer, and they actually wind up accepting the offer. So, again, we're just going on complete faith. By the time God worked everything out, not only did we close on the house, but we closed with no money down, no money out of pocket, no closing costs, no credit, no nothing. No nothing. No nothing but the Lord. It was nothing but God. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. And see, I'm going to tell you, the pastor said don't preach, huh? But see, y'all wasn't there when they used to put the eviction notices on the door. Y'all wasn't there then. So I used to praise God right now. I praise them all by myself because we know what God done did. Amen. Now, and then I'm going to close, but to take it a step further, because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. When I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay. He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah. Now, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. Well, I saw it. Just praise God and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You drive 1 hour and 5 minutes one way,
yep,
just to get to the crusade.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Well, ever since I've been coming up here, things have been happening in our business. We're a new startup company. We're in the tow truck business. We've been struggling along. The first night I seen him on TV, it was a Wednesday night. I told Angie, I said, Angie, I got to go see that man right there. Next night, Thursday night, we come up here. He prophesied, and ever since then, everything has been going just okay for Black Hawk Service Center.
All right. Did you say just okay
for Black Hawk Service Center?
All right, go ahead.
All right, now I'm going to keep on moving. It gets better from here. We had looked at a building. We don't have no money. My pockets broke. They were broke. I told the man what I could do. The man ran me down. Said, hey, just write me a check. I'll hold it till you get some money. And go the key right here. This is the proof right here. This is the key.
Let me see this. So that is the key to the
shop. Right here. This is the key to Black Hawk Service Center shop right here.
No money, just the favor
of God. Right here. The man ran me down, said, just write me a check. I get it. Whenever you get the money, you come pay us. Right here.
So Black Hawk is on the way.
Black Hawk Service Center is on the way.
So, in other words, what you're saying, this crusade has really been a blessing to you.
Really, 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 and truly been a blessing to us.
So what I'm preaching about, there's blessings in the mouth of the
prophet, and that's truth. You know what I'm saying? That is real truth. Now, I got one more thing, and I'm going to sit down because he got to go to work. See this business plan right here? When the prophet prayed over our business plan, our motto used to be down here, when you need a tow, call Black Hawk. We changed it up. When you call Black Hawk, it's a done deal. And not only that, God blessed us with a in-house finance man, has connections all over. Our in-house finance man, the guy told me what he wanted, we talked back and forth, and he came to work for me.
So God can set it up.
Set it up. I ain't have no money, nothing. But I believe God that if I kept on trying, everything would fall in line. And I didn't give up. A lot of days we went around, we didn't know how we was going to make it. But I got up every morning saying, let's go to work.
And so God showed up and God showed up.
Showed up and showed up and then some.
I have been clean and delivered from alcohol and crack cocaine for 4 years now. And I came into your service and I was fighting a battle for custody for my children that I hadn't been with in 8 years.
In 8 years.
And I'm very proud to say that I'm now the president of the Christian organization at my college. I have sole custody in all three children. I have sole custody in all three ministry in the prison to people about drugs and alcohol and about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the things that are yet to come because I know they're coming my way.
So really, when you came to the crusade when I was here.
I had a letter and I asked you to pray over it.
And I prayed over that letter and spoke the word and God answered the prayer.
God answered my prayer.
I have more than all the rest of them. And from this man, he taught me to speak for that what I need to speak. And so, because you're dangerous. and the Lord's told me that I will be dangerous as well. Yes. But the fact is that is in the Word, and the Lord plainly told me that it has been in the Word all the time, mm-hmm. and that his people have not seen that. And that they have just ignored it. Okay. What's Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the worst part of that is because they have rejected knowledge, I shall reject thee.
That's what the word says.
But now, people, that is not in there for fun. That's for truth.
Yes.
And that's for finances as well as all the other things. Mm-hmm. And this is the beauty that I've learned from you. And the Lord has said, you're real. You speak the truth. You speak his word.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor Wayne Jones, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnecks, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306, or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5. KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood.